Our text this evening is Psalm 33, verses 5 to 22. I'll read to you the whole Psalm, Psalm 33, and then we will look into verses 5 to 22. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with a lyre. Make melody to him with a harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him, because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. Now we observed in our last study that Psalm 33 is a psalm of praise and worship. And the verbs that are used in this psalm are plural. So we understand that this psalm involved corporate worship. It involved the worshiping community at the sanctuary. And this psalm is a foundation for praise. The psalm tells us, number one, who should worship the Lord in verse 1. Number 2, how they should worship the Lord, verses 2 to 4. Number 3, why they should worship the Lord, verses 5 to 19. And number 4, what should happen because God's people worship him, verses 20 to 22. Psalm 33 verse 1 says, shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. This verse reminds us that only those who are righteous, meaning made righteous by faith, and those who are obedient in their walk with God, those who are upright, only such people can actually sincerely worship the Lord. Every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, must live a life of worship. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Now we looked at who should worship the Lord, verse 1, and we also saw how they should worship the Lord, verses 2 to 4. Now we will move on and look at why we should worship the Lord, verses 5 to 19. I read those verses to you in the beginning, and it'll be good that you follow those verses in your Bible as we now study together. The mention of God's word in verse 4 reminds us that knowing the word of God is very important in worship. It is only when we know God's word that we can better get acquainted with the God of the word. It's only when we know God's word that we can get better acquainted with the God of the Word. Creation reveals the existence of God. Creation reveals His power, His wisdom, His majesty. But it is only through the revelation of Scripture that we understand God's character, His mercy, His grace, His love, His compassion. It is only through the revelation of Scripture that we understand His wonderful plan of salvation. We can know about God through creation, but we can know God personally only through revelation. And God has revealed Himself to us through the Scriptures. And once we get to know God personally through Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, then we long to worship Him. We desire to worship Him. We worship Him for who He is and what He has done. We worship Him for who He is. Psalm 33 verse 5. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. He is a faithful God. He is the God of truth and righteousness. He is just and He is good. And God's throne is built on righteousness and justice. Meaning, His governance is absolutely just and righteous. Psalm 89 verse 14. Psalm 89 verse 14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Psalm 97 verse 2. Clouds and thick darkness are all around Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Now speaking of the Messianic kingdom, the prophet Isaiah prophecies, in Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 to 7, Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 to 7, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of His government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over His kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. So the reign of the Messiah on earth will be a reign of righteousness and justice. The reign of Christ is a righteous reign. Isaiah 32 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 32 verse 1. Behold, a king will reign in righteousness and princes will rule in justice. Again, Isaiah 32 verse 17. And the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. Isaiah 32 verse 17. And the effect of righteousness will be peace, and the result of righteousness, quietness and trust forever. Psalm 33 verse 5. I read from the King James Version. The King James Version. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. So to the eyes of faith, the earth is full of God's goodness and His glory. The cry of praise of the seraphim. We see that in Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3. The cry of praise of the seraphim. Isaiah 6 and verse 3. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Again in Numbers chapter 14 verse 21 we read, but truly as I live and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. The earth shall also be filled with His praise. In Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 3 we read, Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 3, God came from Teman and the Holy One from Mount Paran. His splendor covered the heavens and the earth was full of His praise. The earth was full of His praise. We saw earlier that heaven is a place of worship. One day earth will also be filled with His praise. When God's people, His church on earth, understand the beauty of God's character and recognize the majesty of God's power, then we as His people we burst out into songs of praise and thanksgiving. Our worship must first focus on the character of God. Otherwise, we ignore the person who should be the center of true worship. So our worship must first focus on the character of God. Remember that we are called to worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4:23, Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman and said, John 4:23, but the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. In order to worship Him in truth, we need to understand and recognize His character. That's why we need to understand the Word, to receive the Word, because it is through the Word of God that God reveals His character to us. So in order to worship Him in truth, we need to understand and recognize His character. So our worship must focus on the character of God, meaning who God is. We also worship Him for what He has done. We worship Him for who He is. We worship Him for what He has done. We worship Him for His wonderful works. Psalm 33 verses 6 to 9. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him. For He spoke and it came to be. He commanded and it stood firm. So out of nothing, God created everything by the power of His word. Psalm 119 verses 89 to 91. Forever, O Lord, Your word is firmly fixed in the heavens. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You have established the earth and it stands fast. By Your appointment they stand this day, for all things are Your servants. Psalm 147 verse 15. He sends out His command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. The same Psalm, Psalm 147 verse 18. He sends out His word and melts them. He makes His wind blow and the waters flow. And we read of the marvelous account of creation in Genesis chapter 1. Then in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, we read, by faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. So there goes evolution. God created this universe. It didn't just evolve out of chance. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. The word who created the universe is also holding it together. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. And the word is no one else but the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of His nature. And He upholds the universe by the word of His power. After making purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. In 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 5 to 7 we read. 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 5 to 7. For they deliberately overlooked this fact that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water and through water by the word of God. And that by means of these the world that then existed was deluged with water and perished. But by the same word the heavens and earth that now exist are stored up for fire, being kept until the day of judgment and destruction of the ungodly. Psalm 33 verse 6. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of His mouth all their host. Now breath and spirit are the same word in Hebrew. The Hebrew word for breath and spirit is ruach. Ruach. In Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 to 2 we read. Genesis chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the ruach of God and the spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Psalm 33 verse 6. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. The host includes all the planets and the stars and the galaxies. Psalm 33 verse 7. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Again in Genesis chapter 1 verses 9 and 10. Genesis 1, 9 and 10. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the waters that were gathered together he called seas. And God saw that it was good. When we see the heavens above and the earth and the sea below, we must marvel at the handiwork of God. And we must stand in awe at the power of his word. As we worship the Lord, we must praise the Creator and thank him for the provisions he has made for us to live on this planet. Only those who struggle to breathe know the value of oxygen. And that is freely available for us to breathe. We must all resolve to be good stewards of God's created world. We must not abuse and waste his wonderful gifts of creation to us. And man has done that, and we see the consequences today. In our praise, we must also thank God for the wisdom of his counsel. Thank God for the wisdom of his counsel. Psalm 33 verses 10 to 11. Psalm 33 verses 10 to 11. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart to all generations. You see, people with authority, they make decisions that affect the destinies of nations. What does God do with such people? When God is not permitted to rule, then God will overrule. His will be accomplished. And he can turn the policies and plans of the nations into nothingness. And that's why it says the Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. So the people of God can be bold witnesses for God. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. And we who know the Lord, we can receive his counsel and we can be bold witnesses of God. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 10. Take counsel together, but it will come to nothing. Speak a word, but it will not stand. For God is with us. You see, we are not depending on man's counsel. We are depending on the counsel that the Lord gives us. Isaiah chapter 19 verses 3 to 4. And the spirit of the Egyptians within them will be emptied out, and I will confound their counsel, and they will inquire of the idols and the sorcerers and the mediums and the necromancers, and I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a hard master, and a fierce king will rule over them, declares the Lord God of hosts. Isaiah 19 verses 3 to 4. I read these verses once again, and you can see the parallel in our nation today. Isaiah 19 verses 3 to 4. Isaiah 19 verses 3 to 4. And the spirit of the Egyptians within them will be emptied out, and I will confound their counsel, and they will inquire of the idols and the sorcerers and the mediums and the necromancers, and I will give over the Egyptians into the hand of a hard master, and a fierce king will rule over them, declares the Lord God of hosts. But what does God do for his children? God reveals his will to his children who love him and obey him and desire to do his will. And the will of God, remember this, the will of God comes from the heart of God, and it is an expression of his love. I repeat, the will of God comes from the heart of God, and it is an expression of his love. So there's no reason for us to be alarmed, because God has his counsel for us, his children. And God's counsel comes from his heart, and his heart is a heart of love, and he loves his children. So the will of God doesn't come from some machine. The will of God, he doesn't photocopy one plan for everyone's life and then email it to our inbox. No. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for evil. To give you a future and a hope. So God has a tailor-made plan for each one of us, and it is our solemn duty and obligation to humble ourselves before Him and find out what that plan is for our lives and do it wholeheartedly in worship to the one who created us and redeemed us. Let me tell you, it is such a great privilege to be a child of God and belong to the people of God, to know the will of God and to worship Him and to do His will. He has chosen us. We are His own inheritance. Psalm 28 verse 9. I read from the King James Version. Psalm 28 verse 9. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Psalm 33 verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom He has chosen as His heritage. You see, we are His inheritance, His heritage. Psalm 28 verse 9. Oh, save your people and bless your heritage. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. Psalm 74 verse 2. Remember your congregation which you have purchased of old, which you have redeemed to be the tribe of your heritage. Remember Mount Zion where you have dwelt. Psalm 78 verse 71. From following the nursing ewes, he brought him to shepherd Jacob, his people, Israel, his inheritance. Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 20. But the Lord has taken you and brought you out of the iron furnace out of Egypt to be a people of His own inheritance as you are this day. Again, Deuteronomy 32 verse 9. But the Lord's portion is His people, Jacob, His allotted heritage. And we, the church today, the body of Christ, we must never lose the wonder of being the people of God on earth. We are His inheritance. We are called to be the light and the salt of the earth, living out His kingdom purposes, seeking His counsel, knowing His will, and being able to do His will, empowered by His Spirit. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. 1 John chapter 3 verses 1 to 3. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. We shall see Him as He is, and everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure. So, why they should worship the Lord? Verses 5 to 19. Number one, God has given us His word, which reveals His character to us, and that should lead us to worship Him. Verses 4 to 5. Then we worship the Lord and praise Him for His wonderful works. Verses 6 to 9. Number three, we worship God for His wisdom and counsel. Verses 10 to 11. Number four, we worship the Lord because of the assurance of His divine care. Verses 13 to 19. Psalm 33 verses 13 to 19. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where He sits enthroned, He looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by His great army. A warrior is not delivered by His great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear Him, on those who hope in His steadfast love, that He may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. God keeps His eye on individual saints. Saint means saved sinner. So God keeps His eye on each of us individually. Psalm 32 verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. In the way you should go, I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Psalm 34 verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous and His ears toward their cry. 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. But God not only watches over individual believers, saints, God also watches all the children of men. Psalm 33 verse 13 says, Psalm 33 verse 13, the Lord looks down from heaven, he sees all the children of man. He knows what the saints, saved sinners are doing. He knows that. And he also knows what the sinners are doing. He knows what the sinners are doing to the saints also. The word that is translated, he looks, in verse 14, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. It means to gaze intently. As God watches, he sees not only the actions of our bodies, he also sees the thoughts and intents of the heart. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. He knows and understands our hearts better than we do. We must realize this. God knows our hearts better than we do. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? Who can understand it? The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately sick. Who can understand it? God knows. He knows our motives. Psalm 11 verse 4. Psalm 11 verse 4. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes see. His eyelids test the children of man. His eyes see. His eyelids test the children of man. The prophet Hanani, he had a message to King Asa. And that's recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to give strong support to those whose heart is blameless toward him. Every king and ruler's heart is just like the heart of any other man. No nation can win a war just because it has a big army and a large supply of weapons and ammunition. No. Psalm 33 verses 16 to 17 makes it very clear. Psalm 33 verses 16 to 17. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation. And by its great might it cannot rescue. At the Exodus, God looked down at the great Egyptian army and he just destroyed it. Exodus chapter 14 verses 24 and 25. Exodus chapter 14 verse 24, 25. And in the morning watch, the Lord in the pillar of fire and of cloud looked down on the Egyptian forces and threw the Egyptian forces into a panic, clogging their chariot wheels so that they drove heavily. And the Egyptians said, let us flee from before Israel, for the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. For the Lord fights for them against the Egyptians. God delivers his people from danger and death. And he also keeps us alive. He keeps them alive for his purpose to be fulfilled when times are difficult such as these. He cares for us. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 to 7. 1 Peter chapter 5 verses 6 to 7. Humble yourselves therefore under the mighty hand of God so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. So, who should worship the Lord? We see that in verse 1. Number 2, how they should worship the Lord, verses 2 to 4. Number 3, why they should worship the Lord, verses 5 to 19. Now, what should happen because God's people worship him? Verses 20 to 22. Psalm 33, verses 20 to 22. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. You see, the tabernacle choir, this is corporate worship, remember. The choir is singing. The tabernacle choir expressed their confession of faith in the living God. Because they worshiped the Lord, they had peace in their hearts. Because we trust in his holy name, verse 21. And they could quietly wait for him to work. Our soul waits for the Lord, verse 20. Their hope had been strengthened, and they looked expectantly for God to accomplish His purposes in them, through them, and for them. They had confidence in the Lord that He would send help when they needed. Psalm 30, verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. Whatever you're going through right now, whatever the crisis may be, or the agony or the pain that you're going through right now, remember, God will send help when we need it. Just cry out to Him. Psalm 30, verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. Psalm 40, verse 17. As for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord takes thought for me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 54, verse 4. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is the upholder of my life. Psalm 63, verse 7. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. Psalm 70, verse 5. For I am poor and needy. Hasten to me, O God. You are my help and my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay. Now take note of this. Help and shield often go together. Help and shield often go together. Psalm 33, verse 20. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. That means He comes to deliver us, and He also protects us. Psalm 115, verses 9 to 11. Psalm 115, verses 9 to 11. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. So many promises we have as children of God. We can cling on to these promises and trust Him. Psalm 28, verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to Him. Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 29. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help and the sword of your triumph. Your enemy shall come fawning to you, and you shall tread upon their backs. So God protects us. Why does He do that? Remember this. God protects us not to pamper us, but to prepare us to go back into the battlefield. God protects us not to pamper us, but to prepare us to go back into the battlefield. He is our refuge and strength. Psalm 33, verse 21. Psalm 33, verse 21. For our heart is glad in Him because we trust in His holy name. So worship should strengthen our inner peace and power. And worship should increase our hope and give us greater confidence in the Lord. But worship must also increase our joy. For our heart is glad in Him. Verse 21. The New King James Version says, for our heart shall rejoice in Him. So the psalm begins and ends with the theme of joy. Psalm 33, verse 22. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. In verses 21 and 22, we have the three Christian virtues that are brought together. Faith, we see in verse 21, and hope and love we see in verse 22. So faith, hope, and love. Worship has accomplished what God wants it to accomplish if we find ourselves loving God and His people more. If we have greater faith and hope in the Lord, and if we find ourselves going forth into the battle of life with greater confidence and joy, then worship has accomplished its purpose. And these are some of the great blessings of becoming true worshipers who worship God in spirit and in truth. We find ourselves loving God more and more, and loving His people more. We have greater faith
and hope in the Lord. We find ourselves going forth into the battle of life with great confidence and joy, with boldness and with joy. So often the psalmist says, blessed is the man. But here in verse 12 of Psalm 33, he says, blessed is the nation. Psalm 33 verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. Now the question is, does God bless nations? Yes, he does. The question is, are we the kind of people God can use to be a blessing to the nation? That's a question we have to ask ourselves. God is watching us. Psalm 33 verse 13. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. God considers all that man does. Psalm 33 verse 15. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. I was reading from the book of Esther this morning. Mordecai conveys this message to Esther. And we read in Esther chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. I'm reading to you from the New Living Translation. Esther chapter 4, verses 13 and 14. Mordecai sent this reply to Esther. Don't think for a moment that because you're in the palace, you will escape when all the other Jews are killed. If you keep quiet at a time like this, deliverance and relief for the Jews will arise from some other places, but you and your relatives will die. Who knows? Who knows if perhaps you were made queen for just such a time as this? You see, God has a purpose and a plan for each one of us. And that's why he created us and redeemed us by the blood of Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son. So we are here, people of God, in a nation that has so many lives bound in sin and darkness. What should we do? Remember, he is watching us. He is the one who made us and he is protecting us. Psalm 33 verse 18. Psalm 33 verse 18. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love. So we don't have to fear the people of the world. We need to fear God and do his will. So be the best citizen that you can be. Obey the Lord by letting your light shine for him. Pray for the nation and be a witness where the Lord has placed you. Psalm 33 verse 20. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Waiting prepares us. God works in us so that he can work through us. So that's why waiting is important. Waiting on the Lord is very, very important. Our soul waits for the Lord. The day will come when you will rejoice in the Lord because you have trusted in his holy name. Psalm 33 verse 21. For our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. So become a true worshiper. And your waiting on the Lord will turn to rejoicing. And God will use you to bless the nation. Who knows? He may even use you to be a blessing to the nations. God bless you. Shall we bow our heads in prayer?